I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Sam Vance, and she is going to tell us all about reimagining Miller Middle School. So welcome, Sam.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're excited to hear. Let's start with, you know, your background, where are you from, all that good stuff.
Okay, so like you said, I'm Sam Vance, and I was born and raised in Marshalltown. So my husband and I both went to school here, went through the school district here. We now have a daughter who's two who will be going through the school district, so now I care a little extra more. But I am the broker owner at First Rate Real Estate here in town. Yeah.
Awesome. So been here your whole life, so you're familiar with Miller Middle School.
Very, yes.
And so tell us kind of how did you, you know, get involved with kind of advocating for this?
Yeah, so I had been part of one of the community groups that was just talking about that something needed to be done for Miller. And then I got a call from Dr. Schutte asking my husband John and I to kind of co-chair the, we called it at that time, the Yes Committee to reimagine Miller, to get people educated on the topic and to vote yes. And I thought it needed to happen for our community. It's been long overdue. It wasn't nice when I was there, which was, I wish it was a shorter time ago, but I just knew it was time. So we decided to take this on alongside Margaret and Doug Gervich and Carrie and Paul Barr.
Awesome. So part of a committee is kind of what your role is, right?
Yes.
And so as a part of that, what do you do? I know you guys have had some events in the past. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on the vote, so there's probably slowing down on some of those events. But tell us, you know, kind of what your role has been and how you've gotten the word out.
Yeah. So we have been, all of us have been trying to kind of hit the ground running and talk to as many people as possible. We didn't have a super long time frame to do that, so we wanted to make sure to hit social media. We tried to speak at as many organizational events as possible, like Rotary, PEO, just get into those groups and make sure that if those people were ever approached with questions that they could answer them appropriately so we could get the word out that way. And we did hold two events. One was at the MAC and the other one was at TNN, and those were well attended and well received. So we've been doing that, and we just recently got yard signs and we have a few left if anybody wants one. So that was kind of a later decision that we made. And yeah, we've been trying to hit as many people as possible in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, that's great. I've been seeing those yard signs popping up around town at different businesses and organizations and such. So it's great that you guys are able to get the word out about this. So for those who don't know, what is Reimagine Miller?
Yeah, so Reimagining Miller is the choice that was made from, like I said, there were community groups saying that something needed to happen with Miller. And kind of the general consensus was that something bold needed to happen with Miller. So at that point, there were four different decisions to be made, whether we reimagine, kind of just put a Band-Aid on what we have, or there was a build a smaller middle school, or build a middle school that was kind of similar to Miller. So the decision that was made was to reimagine Miller. It was the most cost effective and seemed like the best decision for Marshalltown. So from there, we've been trying to educate people on why reimagining is the best option and the most cost effective for us. And Miller will get completely renovated in the meantime while respecting the past and keeping it on the north side of town.
Gotcha. And so for those who don't know, how old is Miller Middle School?
Miller is old. It will be 100 next year. So it's been around for a long time. There's a lot of people in the community who went to high school there. So it's been around for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every time I hear people talk about it, it's, I went there, or, you know, I've been in there. Yeah. And so it's, you know, it's a great community asset, and it's a important thing to be able to continue that tradition on, but in a new way.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. We deserve the modern amenities.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who are able to vote, when is the vote and how do they go about that?
Sure. So the vote is along with the general election. So you could do early voting now at the old fire station, or you can vote on November 5th, this coming Tuesday, and you can go to your local polling place, whichever is in your district. Yep.
Yeah, very good. And you have to be within the Marshalltown Community School District.
Correct.
Yep. So anyone who is out there listening, if you are a part of the Marshall County or Marshalltown Community School District, then you are able to vote on this bond.
Yes. And it is the very last question that is on the ballot. So if you do the paper one, flip it over and mark that yes.
Yeah, very important to flip it over. Yep, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what work needs to be done. So we'll touch on a few things here to start. So one of the things listed on, you know, right away, the classrooms are very small and outdated.
They are. Yeah, we did a tour of the facility and the classrooms. It's like with everything with Miller, it's time. It's just, it was built at a time where students learned differently. We have a lot more class offerings now in the middle school age group, and the classrooms just aren't big enough to have all of these kids in there and learn the way that they appropriately need to learn. So, to take care of that problem, they'll be combining multiple classrooms together, as well as doing four different additions that will be all classrooms. So the classrooms will be very appropriately sized then, as well as hallways and stairwells that need attention. Those will be widened as well.
Yeah, we took a tour through there as well. The chamber did. And just, you know, me being 6 foot tall, reaching my, you know, arm span out between almost touch locker to locker. I mean, that's the hallways are tight. And that makes it difficult for transition in between classes and stuff like that as well.
Definitely. I talked to Dr. Schutte, and the hope is for it, Miller, to maybe function like Lenihan does with neighborhoods, so it will keep down the congestion in the hallways, and just with the kids being more spread out with the new additions as well, that will cut down on the congestion as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a lot more work that needs to be done on Miller Middle School that we'll talk with Sam Vance when we come back on Reimagining Miller Middle School.
Small businesses are the backbone of our community. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you that when you shop locally, you are benefiting members of our community and adding to our local community overall. You'll find local business owners are generally more knowledgeable, provide better service, and even know their customers by name. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce exists to be an advocate for our business community. Membership in the chamber benefits your business and adds to the strength of our advocacy efforts. For more information on shopping locally and chamber membership, go to Marshalltown.org.
Looking for a provider you can trust to make your child's health a priority? At Story Medical Clinic in Nevada, our providers are skilled when it comes to caring for kids. From preventive care, vaccinations, well child checks, and mental health services, to treatment for common childhood illnesses and injuries, the team at Story Medical Clinic is prepared to serve your family. To establish care for your kids at Story Medical Clinic, call 515-382-5413. To learn more about our team, visit storymedical.org/clinics.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are talking all about reimagining Miller Middle School with Sam Vance. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were just talking about, you know, some of the work that needs to be done. There is a laundry list of things that need to be done.
There is.
So some of the things we just talked about, you know, the classrooms are too small, the hallways are too tight. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe some of the mechanical systems, the entrances, stuff like that.
Yeah, so all of the mechanical systems, plumbing, electrical, all of those things will be addressed. So they will all be brand new, like it would be if it were a new build. They're definitely not doing a Band-Aid over those things anymore. They're addressing the water issues that we've had in the past as well and mitigating all of that. And then with the outside, they're going to be adding more of that common area for the kids to hang out in, because I think now they kind of congregate outside of the school, so that will be enclosed, and that will work as kind of a flex learning space and a lunchroom and just a commons area for the kids to be.
Very good. And then the elevator is pretty well outdated and, like you mentioned, a lot of moisture and stuff. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So the moisture will definitely be addressed. It's been an ongoing issue that we just haven't had the money to do anything but do a Band-Aid over. So that will be completely mitigated. And then, yes, with the elevator and just with the way that the doors are functioning, it is not ADA compliant in its current state. So all of those will be addressed as well.
Yeah. And when, you know, when I toured, the administration area was kind of very spread out. Even the nurses station was, you know, way down the hall and around the corner and further from where parents could come to pick up if they have a sick child. So there'll be reworking of all of that.
Yes. So the administration area will be much bigger. When we did the tour, we talked to one of the co-principals, and he would really like one staff per kid, like one staff member that a kid can come to if they really need someone. And right now they just don't have the space to accommodate that. If there's something that really needs addressed right this instant and there's a kid in there that really wants to talk to somebody, there's just not enough space to say, hey, can you wait a second? Let me deal with this and then I'll get back to you. So they will be expanding that exponentially, as well as the nurses station. There's 800 kids in that building and there's one cot right now, so it's just not enough, especially with kids' different health needs, diabetes, kids coming in for those types of things.
Yeah, I know when we talked to the nurse when we did our tour that she had, I think she said between 80 and 100 kids come in per day, and that was crazy to think when we were just, you know, the six or eight of us were standing in that small space, to think that she has that many children that come through a day. Mm-hmm. to be able to accommodate in such a, you know, small space.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's much too small.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then Media Center being reimagined, as well as, you know, you mentioned the Commons out front.
Yes, yep. So the Media Center, that will be all kind of like the state-of-the-art audiovisual systems. So that will be really nice for the kids to enjoy. And yeah, the Commons area from the renderings looks stunning. It'll be a beautiful space for the kids to learn in, have lunch in, hang out in, and just have that space they need.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, being, well, we're in Iowa. And mm-hmm. so in the wintertime, you know, those kids have to congregate outside.
Yes.
There's not enough space for them to hang out before they enter the building. And so having that dedicated space for them to be able to be inside away from the elements is super important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then a courtyard is underutilized. Restrooms need renovated. Locker rooms updated. There's just a ton of things going on with reimagining Miller Middle School.
There are. And one of the bigger things, too, is the auditorium. So I always tell people the great thing about Miller, that it being 100 years old, was a high school. So we have the auditorium, which is not common for a middle school to have. So that will be also completely renovated. That will seat 500 people. They'll have kind of a pit up front to add extra space. And it's been important for people to know, too, that the band room is currently in the basement. That will be brought upstairs and put into the old gym, so they will no longer be down in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, utilizing space and doing those, you know, expansions is super important to not have to utilize the basement as much.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what is the cost of these projects.
Sure. So the total of the cost is going to be $106 million in its totality. The bond that we're voting for is for $57 million. The school has been really good stewards of our money, and so they have saved up quite a bit of that money. So our bond doesn't have to be as much, and the implication on our community isn't as high. This was by far the most cost effective. I think after this renovation and all the additions, Miller will be over 250,000 square feet. If we were to build a brand new building, which would be around 205,000 square feet, and not counting the land acquisition, it's going to be $18 million more than that for a whole lot less. So with this choice of reimagining Miller, it's the most cost effective for our community, and it gives us the modern asset that we deserve.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest facts that stuck out to me was that 70% of the students live north of the viaduct.
Yes.
And so accessibility with, you know, if you know, reimagining Miller happens, it makes it so much easier than having to bus kids to the south side of town, mm-hmm. all that stuff as well.
Definitely. And we all know, I love the Bobcats. We've had a problem with kids going out for extracurriculars. And if we move that to the south side of town where kids can't walk, when there's 70% of our kids that live over there, we're going to have a bigger problem on our hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if the bond were approved, how does it affect the public's property taxes?
Sure. So if your property is valued at $200,000, when you go to the assessor site, you can see what that value is. But that entire value is not taxed. So there's a rollback. There's a bunch of things that go into that. And it is $1.28 per thousand is how we're taxed right now. And so if your house is worth $200,000 on the assessor site, it'll be less than $10 a month. And I've been telling people that's like a coffee. That's,
yeah.
I mean, it's really not much. And I've heard and seen people saying that they want us to go back to the drawing board and get something that's more affordable. I will tell you, if it goes back again to vote, it's going to most likely be more expensive. I haven't seen anybody saying that building costs and labor costs are going down anytime soon. So that time value of money is going to be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just about with anything these
yes.
days. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, definitely seems to be that now is the time, and it is yes. is important to get this passed. So for those who can vote, where do they vote and how do they vote?
So you're going to go to your polling place for the district that you're in. That will be on November 5th. You can also go to the old fire station to vote early if you'd like to. It is the last question on the ballot, and it is a little bit lengthy in its wording. But the yes vote is a yes vote for reimagining Miller.
And it's on the back.
Yes.
Yes. So make sure to flip it over. Last one on the bottom there.
Correct. Yep. And they have the electronic now too. So awesome. If you just scroll all the way to the bottom, that one's there.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about maybe the pros and cons of reimagining versus building new. I know you touched on that a little bit, but tell me some of the biggest things.
Yes. So like you said, really one of the bigger ones was the 70% of the kids were over there. They did a density study to make sure that all to see where all the kids were. That's where they're at. So keeping it close to them, making sure that they can get to school and participate in those extracurricular activities is really important. Also, I don't think any of us want another empty building on the north side of Marshalltown. It's really important for our community as a whole to keep the north side vibrant and nice. And like I said, just cost-wise, it just makes the most sense. I know that building new sounds really nice, and I was kind of in that camp too before I started doing all the research on this and got really involved with it. But we get so much more for our dollar if we reimagine Miller. And I think there's a misconception that this is just a Band-Aid and that the building isn't nice enough to even redo. And that just isn't true. There's a lot smarter people than me that looked at this building and said that it's built really well. You can't build a building like this anymore. There's a reason that the saying is they don't build them like they used to, because they don't. So it will be 80% new or like new. The least touched of this building is going to be the quote unquote new gym that we have, which will become the old gym because there will be another new gym built. So we just get so much more. We'll have an auditorium and two gyms. Dr. Schutte, they toured a lot of different middle schools and they said, do not give up gym space. So we're not giving up any gym space. We'll still have two gyms, beautiful auditorium. And like I said, 250,000 square feet is a really big space for our kids to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when we toured, you could, you know, see that 20% where the gym started, where it is the new.
Yes.
And so it'll be great to see, you know, the rest of it be revived and go forward with that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, people can vote if they are within the Marshalltown Community School District.
Correct.
And it is on the back of the ballot on the bottom on November 5th, or vote early. Tours, I think, are probably still happening just today.
Yes, yeah. Right? Today is the last Wednesday.
Today, Wednesday, October 30th, 10 a.m., and then there'll be one at 5 p.m. as well. So
yes.
You can tour Miller Middle School and check it out and see it for yourself if you haven't. There's a ton of great resources online as well. Is that correct, Sam?
Yes. So if you go to MarshalltownCSDFuture.com, there's a video tour on there if you want to see kind of some of the deficiencies of Miller and the needs that we have. And then there's a ton of frequently asked questions on there. You can plug in your home's property value on there and see what your specific tax implication would be. There's a ton of great reads on there if you haven't made up your mind yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out MarshalltownCSDFuture.com for all that information.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Sam, for talking to us about reimagining Miller Middle School. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director. This Chamber Member Moment was presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Dustin Hoskins, General Manager at Greg Young Chevrolet of Marshalltown. We love being part of Marshalltown and serving our community. At Greg Young, we go the extra mile to ensure you find the perfect vehicle at an unbeatable price. Our customers keep coming back because of our dedication to quality, service, and you, the customer. Visit us on South Center Street, just north of Highway 30, or check us out online at gregyoungmarshalltown.com, where we go the extra mile for you.
Hi, I'm Joel Leva. Did you know the Marshall County Auditor's Office was 97th out of 99 counties last year in completing property valuations, which was 22 days late set by Iowa law? We must do better, and we will. That's why I'm running for Marshall County Auditor and Recorder. I have a robust background in cybersecurity and project management. My experience has prepared me to get the job done, on time, accurately, and efficiently to protect you, the taxpayer. Vote for me, Joel Oliva, for Marshall County Auditor and Recorder. Paid for by Oliva for Marshall County.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We just finished talking with Sam Vance on reimagining Miller Middle School. And as a reminder for the listeners, there are tours going on today. And don't forget to vote, right, Sam?
Right. And it's on the back. So make sure you flip those over and vote yes if you agree that it's time that we reimagine Miller Middle School.
Yeah. And so if you're not familiar with reimagining Miller Middle School, there's tons of great resources on MarshalltownCSDFuture.com. And then, as we mentioned, the tours as well. So today is probably the last day for tours. October 30th, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can just stop out to Miller and there will be administrators there to tour you through the facilities.
Yes, and it's a big building, so that's, it takes a little bit of time, but it's worth the look.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, you know, they point out many of the things that are needing to be updated, and to tell you all about those things. It is very insightful. It's much different than just reading it online.
It is. When we were touring, they were talking about the recruitment of teachers, which wasn't something that I had really spent too much time thinking about. So he said it's really easy to sell people on the mission of Marshalltown, because we really get to have such an impact on our kids and a generational impact on our kids. And he said it's easy to sell them, and then the sell gets pretty tough once the tour comes, because teachers are hard to come by too these days. And if they're touring multiple facilities, ours just is not the nicest by a long shot. So
I can imagine that, you know, having teachers in that space is not ideal, you know, and having the students in there too is not ideal. And so this, you know, idea of reimagining is super, super important.
Agreed. And we had talked to business leaders too along the recruitment, and just getting families to live in Marshalltown, which I think is all of our goals to grow our community. If someone's coming to work at one of our businesses here and they're touring Miller and they don't have a prior love for Marshalltown, I don't think I'd want my kid to go there. I mean, that's a hard sell to get somebody to live in this community but not want to send their kid to our school district.
Yeah, absolutely. That is super important for, like you said, workforce recruitment and all those.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you are in the Marshalltown Community School District, you can vote on this. And that is next Tuesday, November 5th, and it is on the back of the ballot on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. So coming up for chamber networking events, we have Caffeinated Conversations at Community Choice Credit Union, and that will be November 19th from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. On November 21st, we will have Business After Hours at Helberg's Jewelers, and that is from 4 to 6 p.m. Caffeinated Conversations and Business After Hours are our monthly networking events. Any chamber member is able to attend these. It's an opportunity to get in a business maybe you haven't visited before, or network with other chamber members. So definitely stop out to those November 19th at Community Choice and November 21st at Helberg's Jewelers. Coming up in December, we will have Caffeinated Conversations hosted by Scooters, and that will be at the Chamber office. And then Business After Hours will be at Pinnacle Bank on December 10th. Again, those networking events are great opportunities for Chamber members. Connect Marshalltown is our monthly social gathering of young professionals. So definitely stop out on December 5th to Marisco's El Capitan if you haven't been there. Great stuff out there at Marisco's. So Connect Marshalltown will run from 4 to 5:30 on December 5th. This Friday is our member appreciation luncheon presented by Emerson, and it runs from 11 to 1 p.m. So you can stop by, grab a meal from the chamber, and meet our staff if you haven't. We have a couple new staffers, so it's a great opportunity to stop out to our office on Friday, November 1st. November 7th is Ladies' Night Out. Participating chamber member businesses will be offering prizes, refreshments, and promotions. Afterwards, we encourage you to enjoy dinner or drinks at one of our local bars or restaurants. Participating businesses will be supporting Alzheimer's awareness, and so we're excited to donate a dollar back for every email address we receive for Alzheimer's Awareness Association. Also, wear purple in support of Ladies' Night Out. Small Business Saturday is November 30th. Chamber members can sign up to participate. We'll be giving away chamber bucks to some lucky winners as well. So for more information on all of these events, you can visit marshalltown.org, and under the events tab, click chamber events as well as community events. I'm Sarah Smith, membership and communications director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. This chamber member moment was presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
Hey, Sarah, real quick, where can people go, or if people wanted to learn more about the chamber, they can just stop into the office, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in membership, you can contact me at ssmith@marshalltown.org or call the chamber office, or stop in. Like Zach said, we're located at 34 West Main, downtown Marshalltown. So if you're interested in membership, you don't have to be affiliated with a business. You can just be, you know, retired or non-affiliated with a business as well. So we have tons of different levels of membership.